Gentlemen, thank you. Welcome to another episode of Rants and Beacons.
Yeah, actually, yes, he's right. Welcome back to another episode of Rants and Beacons. Now that we're all single, I'm glad that we can launch our glad we can launch our next new venture. It's called the Boyfriends Program. It's basically a rental system. You rent us for 24 hours. The rates is different.
I am 24 hours long, my brother.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anymore. Like,
You decide how you split your 24 hours. It can be 1 hour a day for the next 24 days. It can be 2 hours for 12 days. But the max is always 24 hours. So you can rent out somebody for 20. But in a day, the max is maybe 18 or so. So, I mean, we are humans. We're being fucking robots, bitch. Welcome. Just stay tuned. It will be live soon. March 30th.
Hey.
that's moving fast,
that's
bro.
Asking, bro, that's too quick.
I just got sold.
What is that? Bro, that's a week.
Hey.
It's a whole ass bidding. I mean, hey. Not slavery style bidding, but it's a bidding system.
Yeah, I guess we have to upload pictures, eh?
Yeah.
Let the ladies know. My acting skills is on point. If you want me to be like a ruthless street boy, I got you, man. If you want me to be like those simp guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. There's limits.
Simp
there's
guy.
Limits to that. Those simp guy, you know, simp those guy. Yes, ma'am. Those yes, ma'am people.
Oh, those ones that
there's limits,
reply
though.
To your comments on
yeah, I can hype you out. I can hype you out. Yeah, that those type of guy, I can do that. But there's limits, though. You know, like, there's things I cannot say, you know? Like, I got to retain my dignity.
It's just like those videos that you see. Have you seen those videos? I don't know whether they're memes or what would you call them? Where somebody comes and say, if you had 24 hours with me, what would you do?
Oh, I'll kill you.
Basically, why?
Because I can't.
Or commit murder with them and then blame them for it. You know, something like that. Don't just kill them. Chill.
Yeah, I mean, this part come back and bite me in the ass.
Exactly. Chill. Like,
honestly.
What would you do if you had someone for 24 hours?
I don't know. It depends on who you have.
True. Oh, it depends clearly on who you have.
That's true.
If I'm with the boy for 24 hours, you don't even need to plan. It's always fun with the homies. You know what I mean? Like, I had one of my friends who was like, yo, he legit called me out of nowhere. He's like, bro, I feel like I don't have friends. I'm like, I know how you feel. Because we don't, like, you know me, like, I typically don't, like, if we don't see, we don't have something that forces us to see each other, like, every week.
We will not see each other.
You're not going to hear from me or you may not see me. I'll check up once in a while, like, every 2 months to see if you're alive and you're doing good. If you tell me everything is good, I'm going to keep it to that. If you're going through some shit and you don't want to tell me, don't come. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Because my friends, we have this understanding of, like, if they're going through, they know I got their back. They usually come to me. I don't got to do much. So he's like, bro, we haven't talked to each other for a minute. And I'm like, yeah, man, I haven't talked to nobody for a minute except for you guys. Because we got a podcast every week.
That is true.
Right? Yeah. So he's like, yeah, we got to link up. I'm like, I bet. And then we went to watch this Batman movie.
Oh, bro, you've watched it?
Fuck that shit, bro.
Yo, I can tell it looks boring, bro.
Hours, man.
You all need to chill. I mean,
3 hours. Black Panther shit. I could watch it for 3 hours back to back to back. That's how much I liked it. But
no,
this
Black,
one?
No, Black Panther, there's a cultural pull to it. Like, you have to watch Black Panther. It's your culture.
For those teenage girls that used to love Twilight, there's a pull to them too, I guess.
No, there's a cultural requirement for Black Panther. Yes, there is. It's non-negotiable. There's a cultural element.
Nah, there's Africans that don't like it, but that's beside the point.
It didn't say like it. It said watch it.
It's not there to be like. Black Panther was not. On movies being good, it was fucking terrible.
It was not that great. It was alright.
But there's a cultural like negotiation.
I don't know about y'all. I think it was dope. I think it was great. I don't go to the movie theater. I personally enjoyed it. I mean, I don't really watch movies on the theater that much to compare it to other movies. Mm. But
you don't need to watch them.
The thing about me and movies is that when they depict Africans, if they depict them wrongly, it fucks up my head as to how to see the movie good anymore. So when those accents were completely terrible,
it was over for me too.
You see why I can survive this? Mm. Because for you guys, you come from Nigeria. You're like, your accent is very like unique.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Congo. We don't speak English. You know, like anybody Congolese that try to speak English, it's like, it depends, man. The accents, it's like it's a hit and miss, you know? Like, I have accents just because I had a hard time pronouncing words. Now that I can actually say words properly, people still say I have an accent. I don't know how my accent sounds like.
I know.
You know, I can't hear to a Congolese person speaking English and I'll be like, you come from Congo. But Nigerians speaking English, I understand why that was. To me, it was like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It was like, for me, I was able to enjoy the movie, like the accent. Like,
it felt like an insult for me.
Yeah, it felt an insult. More like that. That's why it felt like insulting. Like, you could have tried better. You can definitely try better.
FaceTime call.
FaceTime call?
I can't pick it up. Anyways.
Yeah.
But there's the other one that people also went crazy about was the Will Smith concussion. They said like his accent was like, it wasn't the same. You know what I'm saying? For me, I enjoy the movie because when it comes to accents, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like I didn't come from a place where like the accent was like very strong. Like this is like, to you guys, this is how like a Nigerian accent should sound. So if somebody try to depict like African accents, it sounds off.
I feel like they always go for the extreme accents, and that's why like for me to know, because not every African accent sounds like that. African accents that actually sound good.
In Black Panther, there's no African accent.
That's not African accent, right?
I was like, that is a mockery. That's not an African accent. I'll get that from a Kevin Hart like stand-up special, not from a whole Marvel produced movie.
Yeah,
it felt like they didn't try. They're just like, okay.
How should African sound? Boom. That's how we do
like,
it.
Like, just basically get Eddie Murphy to teach them how to sound like African.
Though, haven't you ever thought, like, that's how they hear, like, Africans when they speak?
You
like,
think so?
You know what I mean? Because I saw this video. Somebody was doing, I'm going to try to imitate that because I'm not even as good. But to me, and the way, like, they sound, to me, I was like, damn, that's, like, 100% accurate. But, like, I went in the comment section, a lot of Indians was very offended. You know what I'm saying? Because to them, it's like, it doesn't sound like that. But to me, I'm an outsider. I'm like, damn, this guy was on point. I couldn't have done it better myself. But to the people from like India, you know what I'm saying? That actually, you know, speak the language or like have the accent,
mm-hmm.
it's not close to what they're used to.
Yeah, correct.
So.
Exactly.
Because of that, me understanding that, I'm able to put myself out and like just enjoy
it. So the people who actually vetted the accent were not African. That what it means then. Because they don't know what African accents sound like. Because for me, I
what I'm trying to say is to them, like when we speak, that's how we sound to them, and they try to imitate how they hear us. You know what I mean? To you.
Yeah, but it's not about it. I've watched like both Coming to America and I've seen the difference between both accents. And I know, okay, yes, one person, like first Coming to America, they didn't try whatsoever. Just like, how can I make this place look so close to Africa as bushy as possible? How to make it as bushy as possible? Then I walk the second Coming to America and then I see them actually try. Then you actually understand, okay, yeah, this will actually try. I mean, that's probably the thing with maybe culture or like cancel culture and stuff like that. I had a whole project this week on cancel culture. I'm done with it. I feel like it's a problem.
It's cancel culture?
It's a problem.
It's a big problem. Like, honestly,
I think internet is the problem.
It's giving power to people that should not even have power.
Exactly.
But isn't it people?
Bro, but at the same time, it's like, listen, we will never have a perfect world where like everything sees it. Like everybody sees the world through their own lenses. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to when you express yourself, you're not always going to please to everyone, no matter how perfect you may be. Even God, the most perfect person, Jesus, did not please to like 99% of the like
bro, he barely pleased 10%.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
So like you can with the cancel culture, there's no winning to this. There's going to be that group of people that you're going to like not please at all. And those are the ones that are like, hey, fuck this nigga. We're going to cancel him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no winning to this, honestly. Like, yeah. Social media has its good, but like the cons is.
Yeah. And also like, this is not a popular opinion, but there's some places where democracy is not needed. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Like, I don't want to, I'm not going to pinpoint any countries and say anything about any country, but I'm going to say that some countries like moving with their own form of way, honestly, it shows difference, and sometimes difference is usually better.
What countries though? Say one. Honestly,
like,
it's best if you make an example.
Like what do you mean by what?
It's best if you make an example as to what you're talking about.
Okay, so when I'm talking about democracy and like when I'm talking about like different forms, so democracy, like autocracy or like communism, like any of those like system of governments, what I'm saying is that like not just democracy in a particular place, and we know that democracy was invented to give power to the people, but sometimes like when I think about like how capitalism has come far,
that's different
bested.
I know what I mean. Capitalism has been allowed to thrive on a democratic system.
Exactly.
Yes, but democratic system also keeps the capitalism in check. This autocratic system will not keep capitalism in check. It will let this shit run wild.
But I'm thinking of more of a communist system though. Would actually like when it comes to like everybody shares.
But communism
also leads to more lazy people.
Communism can exist in a democratic system though.
Can it though?
Not a good one, but it can exist.
I feel like it might be.
Communism
maybe,
can
maybe
exist.
Isn't that what like socialism is?
Communism is different from a more democratic system. That these are different forms of. Communism is a form of system of government, and then leadership democracy is a way of forming a government. So who forms the government? So that we have oligarchies, which is basically Russia is an oligarchy. Basically, they just kill whoever they want to kill off. Putin might die tomorrow.
That's
my
tough.
Bad. I probably die too. But Lord, I need you. but it doesn't really matter. Like, democracy is basically the best option we have.
It is. You think
capitalism? Yes, it's probably fucked up. Yeah, but democracy is what we probably have.
Because I was thinking of wanting to challenge Amazon now, and the first thing you told me was in 100 years I will not be able to.
Yeah, because they'll kill you before it starts. Yeah, they'll probably.
It's tough when I can think of like idea. And I feel like any idea that comes into my mind will immediately be bought off by someone and taken over. And boom, I'm literally kicked out of the idea. What if I enjoy working just for the idea, like for the? What if it's not just for the money I made it for? Like, hey,
you work for them.
Tomorrow if somebody wants to sponsor us and give us a lot of money,
then you work for them.
Exactly.
Hey, they'll hire you. They'll take your idea, kick you out, and hire you. You're an employee now. You can enjoy working, bro, but you can't get the credit.
It's rough.
Bro, it's tough. It's tough out here, man. It's tough. But regarding the, I was going to say, excuse me. I was going to say, man, this famous saying, man, with freedom comes great responsibility, bro.
Sound too?
Freedom?
With freedom sounds like I think social media gives a lot, you mean power. Sound, I don't know who said that, man. You know, Santu, that's our boy.
Okay.
But like social media gives a lot of like everybody like freedom to like do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of that, that's how like that's where the cancel culture is getting their power from, you know, because like, hey, we don't like you, we don't agree with you, you're out. And they could go as far as emailing your work,
your boss at work. They can go as far as
they can get you, like, you know, our sponsors. You know what I'm saying? What's our sponsor today, guys?
Sponsored by.
We have to find a sponsor for this boyfriend for hire or some shit, right?
Yeah, it's boyfriend for hire sponsored by Pornhub. I just remembered it now. There was something I was going to say today. I went on TikTok Live, right?
Bro, hold on. I didn't finish my point.
Yeah,
so like I was saying, man, you can have haters here, you know, that don't like what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can decide to go email our sponsors. Just like that. And our sponsor, they're going to be like, yeah, we had people complaining this and this. Unfortunately, we can't follow you guys. Like, just because you say something that somebody doesn't like, they want to mess with you. You know how much power that person has now? It's messed
like,
up.
Just like when Kevin Hart got canceled or even Dave Chappelle was fighting this cancel culture or anybody that is fighting cancel culture.
Dave Chappelle is all out there.
Some of them have done things that were wrong to an extent, but I don't think all of them did things that are reserved for them to like be going through that much backlash. And most of the time, people want to hop on things, on waves. When one person does it and one person has caused that problem, other people want to hop on because people want to become irrelevant. They want to become relevant. Everyone's looking for a way to be relevant.
I've seen those cases of when the person that canceled the first person was canceled too. I think there was one where the lady called out one of our comedians for making racist jokes, and then they went to her own Twitter and found racist jokes too.
So at this point, you can't really call out someone.
Wanted,
if you're a public figure, you cannot call somebody out for being racist, because I guarantee you, you said something that maybe at that time it wasn't deep, but it's deep now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Everything gets deep as the years go by. As time is progressing, everything is going to get deeper. So like, we just have to be more careful about things like that. It's unfortunate that we're getting so much power. It's this internet thing. Like, no one is challenging this internet.
How are you going to fight it?
You can't. You honestly cannot fight it.
You got a guy down the streets. Mirko said this. You know, fuck it. Let me ruin his life. Let me figure what he works. You know, social media works wonder. Media. All right, I'm going to email a complaint letter.
That's why you never put where you work online, bro.
People
never put where you're working online. Other people will still find you, Shad, because of LinkedIn.
Please need to put this on your resume.
Because of LinkedIn, bro. People will still find you. Anyway.
I feel like we might have slipped up one time and just said we
oh, no,
were
bro. We've definitely, we definitely
so
have.
All
no,
you they gotta have, do is have do not. The research. Have we?
Have. I have not. You guys have
me
not.
Every day. I don't. Every day I say something that could end my life. That could literally send
oh,
me.
Oh, I
to
know. I remember. I was talking about a report on the car. It's like that it was 2 weeks ago.
One of our episodes. You know, if somebody was trying to get something,
I talked about
have to do a little extra work to find it. Don't be specific.
But one of our episodes we talked about, I remember the episode we were talking about where I called out someone. Yeah, I thought about
that, but no. This one is totally cooked.
No.
It's a different one now.
We're talking about the time where we've talked about
don't be specific.
People who are
don't be halfway. That's too specific.
People who are in between us. In between us.
That's what I'm talking about then.
Stuck on the other side. Stuck on the other side of the picket fence. That's when that was the one I was like, okay, Miracle might be in trouble for staying. For whatever he said. I mean, I might be in trouble for promoting.
I'm already in trouble for sitting here, bro.
Exactly. You guys are all canceled.
People would be like, you should have said something.
By association. Guys,
you just stand up against
listen,
me.
Listen, guys. Let's go back to TikTok live, bro.
All right. What happened to TikTok?
I went on TikTok live, right?
Uh-huh.
And this shit, it looks like they copied X videos. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, mom, but
she doesn't
honestly looks like they copied X videos. Like, it was the exact same way, bro. It's the exact same way.
I'm play dumb right now. What's X video life?
Fuck you. You know what X videos life is.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know what X videos life is?
No.
Are you serious?
You're a child of God.
Knowledge is power, they say.
You're still in land, my bad. I'll change
it.
You're still in land.
I'll change the conversation.
Paul is a man of God right now.
I'll change the conversation out of respect.
But yes. Is it now? I've never been on TikTok, really.
No, bro, don't stop yourself.
No, I don't have a TikTok account. You can always go on TikTok if you have an account.
Oh, that's true.
That's right. Probably my problem right now.
Yeah, like I think the algorithm hasn't caught you, right? It's just throwing you somewhere. Or
no, there's no algorithm whatsoever. It's just basically showing me like the most popular videos and like Winnipeg and stuff.
Yeah, when you get an account, it'll be different.
Yeah, but I was like, I didn't click like live, and like what it looks like with the whole the colors, the light, the white, the red, and the black. This shit looks familiar.
You left the tab. I went to check XVideos stuff.
And I was like, who copied who here? Like, I mean, XVideos is fucking addicted. So probably like,
TikTok's following it.
You know what? This is funny though. I have a friend of mine that legit like apparently it was like where he works. This person was watching like porn like on TV like this, bro.
On TV.
And just sitting there, and I was like, that's some that would be cringe, man.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he sent like a video on Snap, and I'm like, bro, I didn't want to see that, but like, watching porn like he's watching freaking YouTube or like Netflix. Like, and I was like, and the volume was up. The volume was up.
What was your friend doing there? Is my question.
He's at work, man.
Bro,
he's at work, man. He's like at this old people, you know, apartment. He's working. And then I was like, man, I can't look at that person the same way. Like, if I was working there, I'd be like, that's tough.
Yeah.
No. That is tough. I was like, bro, safe, man.
I'll put the TV off.
Like,
I'll put that TV off in a heartbeat.
That depends on, like, at your work, what's allowed. If it's in the person, like, house, they could do whatever they want to do. Obviously, you can try to tell them, like,
if you don't appreciate it, bro, but if you don't appreciate someone.
And also, I'll find out who pays the internet. If we pay the internet, it's going off. I'm taking a puss on my car. Break my car, you pay for it. I mean, yeah, I'll probably have to drive with a broken car for a while, but still.
You do that and it's going to be hell. The next shift and the shift after that. Good luck.
I know how to handle them. Don't worry.
Sure.
Don't worry.
It's not just you. It's the people coming after you too. I have to deal with it.
You got
to
be a team player. Yeah.
Your workers will work after you because they will have to deal with the aftermath after you've released it. You have to leave it when you're going away from the house, right? You have to return the internet back.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So when you have to put it back, they will go back on TikTok live, but that person that's working after you will suffer.
TikTok live. In honor of co-workers who are carrying our problems when we fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say thank you and let's take a break.
Oh, happy day.
Let's go from the heart. the kind of injury at heart, like coming into like this last season, it was an injury that, that would take maybe 2 months to be able to start playing a sport, and then a few months again, fuck, and I can start fully running. Mm. But in November, my bitch ass was wearing spikes. I wore spikes in November. I remember when I went to meet the one of the ATs, and he told me like, "Wait, yeah, I was wearing spikes." I was like, "You're wearing spikes?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm wearing. I'm fit. I'm like, I'm fit enough to wear spikes." He's like, "You told me don't push it," and I was like, "Sure." And my stubborn ass still wanted to wear spikes because I still wanted to feel that way and feel that same way, but that shit was dangerous. And I've learned the hard way. Like, if your body's not ready, don't do it. If your body's not ready, don't do it.
Yeah.
Because what happens was that when my mind, my mind was ready to do it, my body was not.
Mm.
Then at the, come the end of the season, my mind was done from all the things I've done to my body.
Mm.
At that point, my body was not ready, but my mind has already been crushed.
Mm.
Like, I couldn't run again. I couldn't be like a run. I suppose, like, okay, let me stop running the 60.
Could it be that? Could it also be that you're just giving yourself like so much of lofty goals? You know, that's something I personally do mentally. I don't really want to dig into my mindset right now, so okay. I'm not going to say much about it, but I'm just going to say that I have the tendency to like put things too far from where they're supposed to be realistically.
What do you mean?
I'd say, like, did you at some point in that year, maybe you had, at the beginning of the year, you had planned that you wanted to go like maybe a certain time or a certain, you wanted to do a certain thing. Maybe you wanted to expand your like your distance. Maybe you didn't want to do just the 60. Maybe you wanted to add a 2 in that year. Or maybe you wanted to go faster times. Did you plan to have something like that? And then, you know, when you found out that things were not going to be going that way, you had to like, you know, find ways to quickly get things back. That's what I'm asking.
That's what's happening. Is because of that first message I had in the season, I had to adjust my goal at every step I took. At every month, I had to reassess as, okay, where am I right now? If I cannot really see the picture as to how my body I really felt, which was the issue in like in November, December, January, I couldn't really gauge my body well. That's probably the issue I had this season. I couldn't gauge my body well. Because when I feel like my body is good, and then let's go. Then I have like 5 days full of training, and then I have a race. And then in the race, as I remember the first of the season, in that first of the season, I pulled my hip and I was like, okay, let's put another race in. And then...
Wait, what? Did you say you pulled your hip and then you said, let's do another race?
Yeah, that was that race that we had. You had the prelims and the final. I pulled my hip in the prelims.
And you did the final?
And I did the finals. And that fucked me up. I probably fucked for the whole season. Because I felt like... Because at that point, right, it's January, right? It's halfway through January. So I'm like, okay, I haven't run all season. Let's just put some numbers in. Let's just put something in. Let's just do something in.
Mm.
And that was I felt privy to that mindset, and that shit fucked me over.
Yeah.
That shit fucked me up. That was when like, and that thing, self-deprecation, like all those things entered in my head. I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm not caught up for this shit. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna run again. And then I went, ran again. At that point, the confidence was already digging through the gutter. Like, I remember in November, when I was like, training was well, like everything was good, and then I pulled my hip three. Okay, for context, I pulled my hip 3 times in 4 months. The first time,
almost like me.
The original one was when I was playing soccer. That was the one that actually, like, I pulled my hip and my rec fem. Right, my rec fem was healing well, and then at the end of October, I thought I was ready, and then I was like, maybe let me test. I pulled my hip again in October. That was one of the debates. I think it was mid-October. We were testing outside. I put my hip again. That's the second one. Now the third one. Actually, that was 4th time. Actually, it was 4th time. I remember my 4th time. The third one was at the end of November. We're doing all those like training and stuff like that. I was like, okay, I'm ready. Tried to do warm up. I couldn't warm up. I pushed it. Put my hip again. And now that third one. That was the one I did more like. I said, now that third one. I was like. That was December, actually.
It's only so many times. I was like, man.
I was like, let me take a break from track for like a week or something. Like, but I actually sent an email to him because that day I cried. Because I was like, how the fuck is this shit happening to me? How does this shit happen to me? Like, I don't get it. Why is it me? Why me? I was like, why me? But at some point, I was like, I'm fine with it. I was like, you know what? I'll be fine. I cried that day. Got over it. I told my coach to delete the email.
The email of you quitting,
and then of me taking a break. Okay. He told me that he saw the email, he saw both emails, and he was like, even if you wanted a break, I'll give you the break. But I was like, I just wasn't feeling well and stuff like that. Just had the stress and stuff. But I never knew that. It's about to get worse. That's the thing.
It's tough when you can't. It's tough that we can't see the future.
It's tough you can't see that about to get worse. It's like that I cried that day. But it's not about it. I already cried after. That was the only time I cried that semester out of track. Like I was after that, I didn't cry again. I just accepted my fate.
You just accepted the fate. At that point, you're just like, okay, I've been beaten. I'm already down. I can only stay down.
Because even right now, sometimes I'm walking, I'm feeling my hip. This is abnormal. Just purely abnormal. Like, after, I meant to have a whole season of rehab. Like, if I knew, like, I ran just a list enough races for me to basically be a redshirt the whole year. I mean, like, what if I redshirt, what am I holding the year for?
You wouldn't have had a chance to redshirt. I ran one all season and I still didn't get a chance.
It's not even redshirting, but what am I holding the year for? I have no reason to hold the year, so I'm not going to redshirt for nothing. So I'm probably going to spend some summer rehabbing. Probably going to spend some summer rehabbing or spend some summer playing rugby. Anyone that works for me.
Something that...
playing rugby.
I thought you pulled your hip. How are you playing sports?
That's exactly my problem with my brain, bro.
You can't just sit down, right?
The way I see things is that if I'm on one place, I'm adding weight. I am not doing what I meant to do. Because, okay, let me...
FOMO is also attacking you too, right?
Yeah, mental blocks.
Don't do that. Like, don't sit down. Trust me, I regret doing that and I'm still paying the price.
Play fucking jiu-jitsu with Paul or some shit.
Nah, that's it. But it's not going to make you like...
But at least
weight.
I don't think it's it will keep you active.
Yeah, but it's not about.
I think for you, what you need right now is just to stay active. You need to be
like
this.
Your body's
minimum.
Used to do intensive.
My body's used to intensity, bro. When I sit down for too long, my butt I feel uneasy.
Like, join distance, guys. Then don't do.
I run like four. You know that I run during that track training time. I get like fucking jiggy, bro. My energy goes up, like because my brain has been used to within that time. My brain goes up, my energy goes up. Like I achieve the most in assignments with 4 and 6.
Exactly,
bro.
Me too. Bro,
yo,
since I stopped,
now I have no training, bro.
Since I stopped training between 4 and 7:38, I do the most work in my day.
But the whole day I'm lazy.
I'm just slowly walking through. But once it gets to 4 o'clock, because I'm supposed to be running,
my endorphins are going up the roof.
Mine is
bro.
Both endorphins and like, you know, psychologically, like I'm beat because I'm just like, bro, I'm supposed to be going to like, I'm, you know, I don't know if it's a good thing, but I see myself places I'm supposed to be at. I'm kind of realistic. I also said like lofty goals for myself, but I see myself realistically too. I'm like, if I think I'm supposed to be somewhere, like, you know, how my own season went, you know. I'm too dejected to talk about my season, bro.
Kanye West day
when I showed up, watching I think it must have been the toughest like 8 hours of my life.
Watching them run, deep down in me,
I was loving every moment of it for these guys. I was like, it was so much fun watching these guys perform at the highest level, and they were killing it. They did so good. Almost every single guy, girls, unfortunate. But the guys team, they really put in a shift that day. Like, people were finishing, getting hurt, getting massaged, back on the track, warming up for the next events. Like, people were moving. We had multiple people on the relay team, especially the relay guys. Like, they finished one event to another. It was so much fun to watch. But once it became time to take pictures of medals, I was so close to tears. I was like, I gotta leave this place. I can't be here. As soon as I took the final picture of the banner, nobody saw me. Like, I was one picture out. It was almost like I felt I was running away from something.
I watched the 300 like prelims, and I was like, stay and watch this final. Like, no, I went to the track room. Because that timing between the 300 prelims, like, just walking around doing nothing. Like, I felt like I was aimless there. I felt I was volunteering still. Like, after that, I volunteered for like the long jump. Came down back and volunteered for long jump. But still, like, I felt like useless, bro.
My own volunteering has stopped. I volunteered by 8. The only reason I was able to come was because I volunteered. If I wasn't volunteering, I would have not shown up. So what I did was I volunteered by 8 and I brought food so that I would stay there. So once I volunteered, I already forced myself to be there. I was like, okay, I'm not going to leave then, since I'm already here.
I respect that. At least y'all went. I haven't like sat down and kind of watched track for a very long time, nor football, ever since I like kind of stopped. Like, I envy that. I respect that.
It takes a lot for a man to just, you know.
Nah, it will eat me alive, because I gave up on track because after the L I took, I went home, couldn't sleep that night, and I was like, Normally, this doesn't normal bother me, like, for any sports that I've ever done, especially, like, football. I struggle a lot in football, like, to get to a point where I was when I was at it. So I used to be, like, not good at all. And that didn't really bother me. That shit used to fuel me. But when it came to track, after taking the L, I went home and I got to ask myself, and I was like, yeah, I'm not hungry enough in this sports to, like, take another, like, L. And, like, overcoming it. Like, I didn't have enough, like, I'll say motivation or hunger to, like, push through that phase. And I was like, I can't keep doing it because it's going to ruin myself. It's going to ruin me mentally.
It's, you have to, like, choose which one. What are you going to do?
But at the end of the day, it just made me feel like I was running away. And I hate myself for that.
That was the mindset I refused. Like, I mean, your story is a lot different. But mine was... I feel like there's more to track for me. I feel like there's maybe one season. I feel like for me right now, I'm calling my next season The Last Dance. I don't know why, but I feel like my mind should call it The Last Dance because I feel like there's one or two more seasons left in me.
I feel like we think differently from a lot of people.
And I feel like if I have this conversation with my coach, he would say a lot different because
exactly. We think differently from people.
That is why. Honestly, like, I respect, like, my man G, I respect coach, talking with him because
he brings it different.
Most times, it's just a little bit of advice and a little bit of trust that someone has in you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of confidence that someone has in you. Can bring you back to the whole fucking sport. Like, can basically bring you back to the whole fucking sport because I remember one of those days, he told me, like, if you're not feeling the fun anymore, just take a break. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Take a break and come back. It will help. And I was just like,
he's really vital. Like at this point, for me personally, it's not for me at this stage. We've moved past like his workouts being vital per se. We've not moved past it, but we're at the stage where we need his words more than his workouts.
Yes, more like
when you're not in my first year when I first started doing it and I was moving through it and I was crushing it on the local level. You know, I was feeling I was a local champion, but you know. At that level, you know, I was feeling on top of everything. I felt like I needed the workouts. I need to get this in. I need to get this quick. I need to mentally work on myself. I need to, you know, mentally prepare myself for this event. And I was moving from this to that. But once I got injured, that was when I first like got a chance to realize that, you know, there's more to it than just like running and showing up every day.
Yeah.
There's also the gratitude part. Like I never really took time to just be like grateful for being there.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I'd show up like 45 minutes before people have to warm up. If I want to be warmed up with them, I have to show up 45 minutes before them. Like I can't show up at the normal time any random person shows up and just do my warm up. I'd be done. By the time I finish my warm up, people will be done their workouts and my coach will be like, go home. You're done. It's happened before.
I've noticed that if I don't do, because I live like my close to school, like it's like if I get to my car, I can be at school in 3 minutes. So like all green lights, 3 minutes. In all green lights, 3 minutes. I've done it before. But what I've noticed is that if I get there, if I try to get there early, I just wouldn't be in the right place. So what I do is at home, I do all my stretches at home. Every single one of them, just get my hip together, get everything together. But what's not pain me back? Well, like, honestly, what pain me the most about this is not really pain me. What actually hit me the most was that I was doing all this shit and my hip wasn't working. Like, my hip was not respecting me enough to work the way it's meant to be.
Sometimes it's tough, too. And then you look at the people, other people on the track, and you're
I'm like, how the fuck did you get injured?
I'm like, how are you still fit? So healthy? I'm like...
No, for that. Someone pulled their hamstring, unless they have a fucking
back,
and they're running well. I'm like, bro, my hip is not respecting me enough to actually move the way it's meant to
bro,
be.
Bro, they're actually even running. Me, I couldn't run all season. Like, I was looking at people, like, that had hamstring injuries, and I remember when I was healthy, and, you know... Years ago when they were not healthy and they were looking at me running and flourishing. And so, obviously, I can't harbor any bad thoughts for anyone. But, you know, I look at them now and I can't really tell what they're doing behind the scenes all the time. But I'm just like,
drugged up.
They're looking so healthy. They're moving nicely. Like, bros, you guys complain about hamstring injuries. Do we have different hamstrings? Like, why is mine not working?
But that right there is like a fucking trap.
It's mentally a fucking trap.
It
mentally because puts you in a bad place.
When you start looking at other people, like other people's like body and fitness, you start to discount yourself, like making you feel like not worthy of being there or something like that. It actually fucked with me this season.
Mm.
And trust me, this season is like a learning curve because I know for sure any twitch, even if my twitches, I'm going to the '80s, bro. You gotta mend that shit back.
Boss.
You gotta mend that shit back, bro. Like, yo, you gotta make sure everything is working.
What are
you
gonna do about that?
I don't give a shit, bro. I'm going to like get in like a
happy
like a,
ending.
Exactly. Not even '80s. I'm going to like a fucking masseuse or a strip club to get that shit right because everything's gotta.
My nigga's in strip club.
Everything's gotta get fixed.
Wherever
bro.
You get your medicine from is where you get it, bro. if it's a dope dealer, it's where you get it. At that point, it's wherever you get shit fixed, it's fixed. And but yeah, like we talked about a lot about like growth of people we've seen around us, and we talked about one of our friends that we're probably gonna have on the podcast soon.
A massive congrats to the guys who competed, actually won that contest this last weekend.
Man, warriors,
excellent.
Man.
You guys are good.
They were warriors.
You don't get it. Like, yeah, you guys flew with us. Thank you guys. Massive thank you to you guys for doing it for the people who didn't have hips, hamstrings, and what's that muscles? What was the problem muscle for athletes? For sprinters, rather. I was talking about after hips, hamstrings, what else?
Like hip flexor, groins.
And shins.
Shins. Groins, too.
Shins and groins, yeah.
People have shoulders, but it's not really a lot. Really.
Thank you for pushing through. Thank you for being there to the end.
Exactly. That is really...
You guys did enormous work this season.
We appreciate it.
For the people going to use sport, we got you.
We're
going to be there screaming through our phones.
Yes. We'll be watching you every step of the way, and we're hoping that everything goes well for most of you.
Yeah.
All of you, honestly. Everybody needs to just stay healthy. And for everyone that thinks that they don't deserve to be there, if you're there, you deserve to be there. It's the honest truth. If you're there, it doesn't matter how you got there.
Yeah.
Like, everybody needs one chance. You only need one chance to get your name to become great.
Tracks about numbers in it, but.
It is, but I'm just saying that you only need one chance.
Yeah,
you just need one lucky experience. It's about numbers. That is true.
Yeah,
but basically, not everyone has won the gold medal, broke the world record too.
Oh yeah, that's the only two. Also, just remember you're worthy of being there, and you're what your accomplishments. Yeah, what all of it. See those things, those guys will never that you are worth it. So thank you guys for joining us on another week, an excellent week. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
And get ready for your sport. That's it. Peace.
You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pekins.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompekins@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompekins.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcast. Have a good evening.
Peace.